And therefore, the Quran gives orders. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى: كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى: وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى: يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى: وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده هو اجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج ملة أبيكم إبراهيم وسماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس. وقال الله تعالى: قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. وقال الله تعالى: إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. وقال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم. وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب وبشر المؤمنين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We can continue till Fajr tomorrow morning. But the Ummah does not have the iman today to bear and sit and listen to Quran. Otherwise, if you want, I will recite Quran and Quran and Quran and Quran only on Tabligh and Dawah till Fajr tomorrow. Don't think that Tabligh and Dawah is not mentioned in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is full of one thing only: Tabligh and Dawat, the result of Tabligh and Dawat, and the result of leaving Tabligh and Dawat. You see, Surah Al Imran. Amongst you there must be an ummat who will invite people towards good, enjoy and right, forbid indecency. These are the people that will benefit. You ask any Arabic scholar, when two pronouns are brought in the Arabic language together, it means the definite article, the. Ulaika humul muflihun. These are the people that will benefit. Who do the work of Amar bil Maruf and Nahi an Munkar, enjoining right and forbidding indecency. Then the famous ayat of the Holy Quran, showing the object of life of a Muslim, giving him an international status. His Rabb is Rabbun Nas. Not Rabbul Muslimin, creator of the entire world, not only the creator of Muslims. His book is Shahru Ramzan Allazi Unzila Fihi Al-Quran Hudal Linnas, the guidance book of the entire world, not only the guidance book of the Muslims. His prophet is Hudal Linnas, his prophet is Kaffatal Linnas, the prophet of the entire world till doomsday. And he himself in this ayat of the Quran says, Allah, kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Who are you? You are the best of all the peoples brought into the world. What is the feather in your cap? The feather in your cap is that you are brought in the world for the benefit of mankind. You are the demonstrators of the good and right, and the prohibitors of wrong and sin. You are a policeman of Allah. Policeman of whom? Allah. Not of South Africa. Policeman of Allah's force, who enforces the orders of Allah in the world and prohibits the people from
committing a sin against Allah. And that's why the definition of a believer in the Quran and Surah Hujurat is إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Who is a believer? A believer is he who believes in Allah. That means he believes that the doer, the cherisher, the sustainer, the master of the day of judgment is Allah, and therefore only one order has to be obeyed. That is the order of Allah. Who is a believer? Who believes in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That means he migrates from all family customs, all nation customs, all language customs, all clannish customs, all customs, and takes up only one custom, the custom of Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the only example of mankind. Tu'minuna billahi wa rasuli. And then he does not fall into argument, discussion, no. Blindfoldedly he follows the order of Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Finished. And what does he do? To establish his own faith, his own iman in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, he strives in the path of Allah till the last coin in his pocket and the last breath in his body, as the Sahabas Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in did and died in the path of Allah. Bas. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Finished. That is the أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. These are the truthful people, the people who can say that they are believers. Because a band of Arabs before this came and said, وَقَالَتِ الْأَرَابُ آمَنَّا. And Allah replied, خُلَّمْ تُمِنُوا. Tell them they are not the believers. وَلَكِنْ خُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. They can say they have entered the precincts of Islam by reciting the kalima لا إله إلا الله. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلُ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Iman has not entered your hearts as yet. Who said? Allah. So the Sahaba said, then what is Iman? So Allah replied, Iman means إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Believe in Allah, believe in the Rasul. Follow the order of Allah, follow the pattern of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No other pattern. Blindfolded. Without thinking, without reasoning. No discussion with anybody. Summa lam yartabu. Wajahadu bi amwalihim anfusihim fi sabilillah. And to establish this iman, strives in the path of Allah with his money and his body. These are the correct people, the truthful people. Allah says truthful people. And he says, kunu ma sadiqin. And you remain with these truthful people. And Surah Maida says, and Surah Hamim Sajda says, if you do this work, what does Allah say about you? What the world says about you, don't worry. Let the barking dogs bark. Don't worry about a barking dog. What Allah says? وَمَنْ نَاسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ لَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. What does he say? The best speech in the eyes of Allah is of whom? The inviter who calls people towards Allah. You see? People say tablighi jamaat is this, tablighi jamaat is that, they are this, they are that. No, Allah, the doer, the knower, the cherisher, the master of the day of judgment, who will give, you see, jannat or dozakh to anyone whom he likes. He is saying the best person in my opinion is, you see, one who invites people towards Allah. And Surah Maida says, you see, oh the believers, fear Allah, try and find a path which will draw you close to Allah. What is that path? وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Strive in the path of Allah for the upliftment of the life of the kalima la ilaha illallah, so that you will benefit. Then Surah Hajj continues. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. O the ummat of Rasulil Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, strive in the path of Allah as the right is to strive. Why? You have been specially selected for this job of da'wat. Not for being a businessman, not for being an engineer, not for being a doctor, not for being an agricultural. Karis, that is only a necessity of life, not the object of life. Do not confuse. Do not confuse. This jobs and our walks of life are necessity of life. Because we have to eat food, we have to dress. We cannot go naked in tabligh. We have to have money to go in tabligh. We have to have a wife. We have to have children. We have to have shelter. We have to have a car. Therefore, this walk of life is not object of life. Object of life is تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Object of life is enjoying right, forbidden decency. And believe in Allah. Finished. Khalas. So Surah Hajj continues. You see that, O the believers, strive in the path of Allah as is the right to strive. Why? You have selected specially for this job. No difficulty has been put in your path. This is nothing invented in the 20th century. This is coming from your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam, who used to invite the idol worshippers towards the oneness of Allah. Millat abikum Ibrahim. In whose millat you are? Who are sammakum al muslimin? You have been given a beautiful name. One who submits his will to Allah in the previous books, Zubur, Taurat, Injil, and in the Quran. Now Allah takes the Muslims to the Day of Judgment to show them what is the importance of a Muslim. لَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. On the Day of Judgment, Rasulullah will say, I have shown this to all this ummah, every individual of this ummah. He will be witness against us. Nobody can get away. Rasulullah sallam is truthful person or not? Tell me. Tell me. Say Baba. Yes. Say yes. Yes. Whose word will Allah accept on the Day of Judgment? Rasulullah sallam. So he will say, I have conveyed the message to these people, O Allah. Finished. And all the other prophets will say, we have conveyed to all our people. So their people will say, no, they did not convey to us. So the other prophets will bring in evidence whom? Khaira Ummat. The followers of Rasulullah Sallam. So then the Ummat will say, these fellows did not exist in our time. How do you know? Allah will ask, how do you know? Then they will say, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most truthful of all the humanity, the most correct informant of all the humanity, told us this. And so we are giving evidence in favor of the prophets. So their evidence will be accepted. Such is the exalted position of this ummah. They are not copycats. They are witnesses against the whole mankind. Allahu Akbar. May Allah put it into hearts who we are. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hajj, in Surah Saf, the 20th juz of the Holy Quran shows us the prescription. Just like a doctor, he feels the pulse. Over 80. Heart disease. Then he writes prescription. You take the prescription. Oh, this doctor has got kink in his brain. Tear the prescription, throw it away. What will happen? He'll go into the grave. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has felt the purse and said, Hu allazi arsala rasulahu bil huda wa deenil haq li yuzhirahu ala deen kulli walau karihal mushrikun. He said that he is the person who sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with deen haq and hidayat, and this deen will overpower all other deens, all other religions, invented religions. But when? Now the prescription. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min azabin aleem. Oh, the believer, should I show you a business which will save you from the pangs of hellfire? Business. Tu'minuna billahi wa rasulih. believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, and strive in the path of Allah with your bodies and with your wealth. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is the best thing for you if provided you have the sense to understand. Now results. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. The hereafter is the best, better than this life, temporary abode. This is 35, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100. 1 year on the day of judgment, Khamsin Alfa Sana, 50,000 years. It's everlasting life. An everlasting pleasure. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّهُونَ. When you will be entered into paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever you want will be fulfilled.